Eve Tro returned to New Orleans 2 years ago to become the news director, the first ever, actually, at this public radio station. In that time, she has overseen reporting of a number of in-depth subject areas. She created an education desk to cover what's happening in our new charter school system. And most importantly, perhaps, given our geographic location, she created a coastal desk. Last year, Eve and coastal reporter Jesse Hardman were approached by the New York-based group Solution Journalism Network to produce an ambitious audio project on the issue of climate change. Because this topic, so relevant to New Orleans and South Louisiana, has become a global issue, Eve and Jesse opted to travel across the world to Vietnam, another country with water challenges similar to ours.
We landed in Saigon, or Ho Chi Minh City. Those two names are pretty interchangeable by people who live there and around the world. And we had a great fixer, a local journalist there, who reporter Jesse Hardman had actually taught at City University of New York. So he was wonderful. He took us all around. Saigon is huge. It's 8 million people with no public transportation system. So we were in taxis all day, every day, going from neighborhood to neighborhood, interview to interview. And obviously our stops for meals were our only downtime, really, during the day.
Eve recalls that she woke up early, but seriously jet-lagged that first day in Saigon. So she and Jesse decided to go find a cafe and perk up with some strong Vietnamese coffee and French-styled breakfast pastries, part of a baking tradition remaining from the country's colonial past.
Saigon, even at 6 in the morning, the streets were already packed. Motor scooters buzzing every which way, taxis buzzing every which way, street vendors making noodles, making pho for people to eat for breakfast on the street. People stopped at the cathedral on their motorbikes to stop and do a quick prayer or say the rosary before work. And that was all fascinating, that early morning street life.
Eve says that Saigon, a hectic, fast-paced city with an economy that is clearly booming, is not a place where people linger. They're in a hurry to get wherever they're going. But soon it was time to leave this enormous city and go to the more rural areas of the Mekong River Delta, a place where 20 million Vietnamese live and work. Getting there was a story in itself.
We rode on a bus, which is a sleeper bus, which is something I'd never seen before. Instead of just regular seats you sit in, there are two rows of seats stacked horizontally, and you kind of lay down, and there are three rows. So one by the window, one in the middle, one on the other side of the bus. So people are sort of stacked, like more like cargo than in a regular bus, which is really fascinating.
But it's the Delta countryside topography that Eve really remembers. The palette of the colors, she says, is so similar to those of the South Louisiana bayous, the greens of the plants and the foliage, the brown of the water. But this is no barren backwoods, because there are several quite large cities scattered across the Mekong Delta.
There is a fair amount of wealth in the Mekong Delta now because the agriculture is profitable, especially shrimp farming, aquaculture, and that's one of the main things we were there to report on.
Like bayou folk here, Eve says people were friendly to them wherever they were.
It's interesting to be there as Americans. The young people especially are enthusiastic to say hello. A lot of people gave a peace sign. That seemed to be something everyone knew, to hold up the two fingers for a peace sign, which is interesting, obviously, when you think of the legacy of war between our countries and that, especially the time that happened and the peace sign being associated with the kind of hippie summer of love anti-war movement in the U.S. that you see teenagers now flashing the peace sign at Americans is really something, I think.
To read more about Eve's adventures in Vietnam, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.